Good evening, everyone. This is Mercedes Warwick, and this is Reiki Blessings. Welcome. Very grateful to be here this evening, and the evening or the morning preamble, my guides have been hungry. The channel we did for our monthly meditation was talked about tomatoes, and this morning we were talking about saltine crackers, so maybe I need to feed my guides, but we're using a lot of food analogies this month. We talked about decorating each moment, and I thought that was just extraordinarily special as we go into our June 2016, energizing our blessings. So grateful. I'm grateful for this time that we are spending together. And I'm grateful for the guidance that flows through. And I am grateful for just the general flow of knowing. And that's really what this we can dedicate, we've got two dedications, but we can dedicate the energy dedication to being in the flow of, and being in the power of our own manifestation, achievement, transformation, the healing shifts from one state to another, and the steps, however big or small in between. The second dedication is to a Reverend Warren Chester, who is this wonderful man at the spiritual center that I attend. And for months now, he has been saying, "Do you know she speaks in spiritual language? Do you know that she, when I do the meditation, you've got to get into that meditation this morning. It's going to be very special." And one Sunday I watched him deliver our Sunday celebration, and he delivered a wave of spiritual energy that was so potent and powerful. It literally brought me to tears. And when I spoke with him afterwards, he said, "You know, Mercedes, you've got that gift too." So tonight, as I send out this Reiki flow, this Reiki wave, Reverend Warren, I'm grateful. I'm very grateful that you celebrate and cheer the way that I show up in the world. Every first Sunday, as I deliver the meditation at the spiritual center. So, thank you. Thank you, thank you. As we go into the preamble, it was interesting that we were talking about celebrating or decorating each moment. And the picture that came into mind is a package of saltine crackers. And I can remember as a child, one of the treats, one of the comfort foods we had was that chicken noodle soup and buttering those saltine crackers. But now they're used, or maybe even then too, but now they're used for holding meatloaf together and having a variety of things, cheese and crackers and probably caviar, who knows, and jam. We've done it with my favorite blueberry jam. And if you're in my circle of friends, We are known for creating moments. So we would create moments around and celebrations around food. So when you look at that package of saltines, and I don't know how many crackers there are in just one package. And Spirit was showing me that each one of these crackers was an opportunity to celebrate, decorate, become a gourmet of the moment. The other thing that Spirit was showing me this morning is that each cracker, however, is very fragile. I don't know if you've ever tried to butter one of those and it just breaks just because of maybe too much pressure, and it just cracks and breaks and becomes pieces. And so, I don't know about you, but in my household, we're still buttering away and we're still eating each piece of that cracker and savoring it. And the tea parties, we used to have tea parties with the crackers as well. So, that's what Spirit was showing me this morning. The other thing that came up was this, you know, we in English, you know how we sort of throw words away. It'd almost be like this idea around that we have the power to influence each moment through our breath and through the choices we make. And that's metaphysical. I mean, lots of people are talking about that. But we don't want to use the word idea. We don't want to throw that word in or be casual with that language. The reason why we put, and Spirit's here, pushing at my tongue a little bit, but the reason why we put 360 behind the Reiki experience is to get that full spectrum, full circle, full-bodied experience. So that every moment, even the broken pieces of your life, every moment is celebrated. And you can decorate and evolve and change and move. Anononieke, each moment. So yesterday, part of that became sitting in the park. And you'll come up with your own list of things. I have a favorite bench in the park, and I watched the sunset yesterday, which energized and empowered me to go into what we call in Science of Mind a spiritual mind treatment. But what it was, it was me facing the moment, applying spiritual energy to it, seeing what else came up, exhaling, releasing it into source, coming, sitting back for a moment, what else came up, putting it back into source, and this deliberate application of the collaboration and partnership with source. And so Reiki is universal, and Chi is life force, universal life force, and so source energy. And we're applying source energy to move, shift, and change the dynamics of our lives and what is before us. The other thing that I really love, and the style of Reiki that I practice is called Holy Fire Reiki, is that once this energy, this life force, is activated on our behalf, that we have activated ourselves, we have applied the spiritual energy ourselves, we have inner powered ourselves, and when we've applied that spiritual energy now, we get to relax into the peace, into the knowing that there are principles and laws in place that are activated. And we have taken and made the conscious choice to be in full activation and full energization of every moment. We get to decorate every moment. And the final thing that came in the morning preamble was the breath. And we are going to be breathing into this wave this evening. But as you seed, and the first time that I personally came into this was through a series of channels that we did at the beginning of the year called 36 Channels in 36 Days, Journey into the I Am Mind, and that you can breathe in and release into Source, into the wave, into the knowing, into the unknown, into God, into Creator, into Divine Source Energy. This is a non-denominational form. It's almost like the water, the ocean, doesn't know what your favorite aspect of God is, Buddhist or Christian, Muslim, New Thought. The water doesn't know. The soil doesn't know. The medium that we're planting into does not know. It only knows love and you as love. So we can plant into Source and we can pull. And it was interesting, Anono Nyeshke, this morning towards the end of my reflection time, I call it the quietude, my time in the quietude this morning, I realized that we can release the very thing that we would like to come back to us. And so I'm not certain how the breathing sequence is going to go, because they gave me one breathing sequence, which I put in the introduction this morning. They gave me another one as I was coming out of the quietude. So we'll see what is going to happen. But I just want to mention that very idea that once we let go of something, transformation can occur. And so I thought it was very interesting that they were saying release into the into Source, into the chi wave, the Reiki wave, the Reiki blessing. Well, release into that power, that force, that which we want to have come back to us. Let it go. Just let it go. And so I think it was love. We were working with the transformative power and force of love this morning. And I release love. And I receive love. And I accept love. And then I am, all on the breath. So releasing that which you want to have come back to you for transformation. It may not be in the exact form. It may not be in, it may not even be in form, but you're releasing it so that you can allow Source to bring it back to you in the very best way, the very best way, in ways that you might even, so good that you might not have even been able to imagine them. So, that was the preamble. We're going to breathe. And the divine one, there is only one, and there is just oneness, one source, one love, one God, one humanity. And that is why we can come together today and uplift each other and know that the blessings come. And know, not think, not suspect, not hope. But as we don't know, as we don't know the how, we can release into this love of light and consciousness and love. And know, just as the ocean moves in and moves out, moves in and moves out, and the tides come and go, and there's a flow and ebb and a flow and an ebb, that there is this rhythm to our lives, this rhythm. As above, so below. As we breathe, there is a rhythm. As we breathe into Source, there is a rhythm. As Source is magnified with intention, there is a rhythm. And that rhythm is the syncopation of harmony and balance. And it is all around us. It is within us. It's in every direction. It is in every person, place, thing, energy, every animal, and we celebrate this, every flower. We know that this energy, this source, exists in everything, this essence of life, our spiritual life, our emotional life, our physical life. Our spiritual life. And as we speak as one tonight, I'm grateful. The I am is activated. And as your individualized, unique, magnificent I am emerges, it fortifies and strengthens Source. We know these truths to be law. We know that the activation of Source is divine, ever flowing, always present, omnipotent. And we accept this energy that we all have. We accept it. We activate it and we energize it. And we know these blessings are rolling in. So it is. Onono ne yeshke na 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 yoko okona yeke na. Onono ni yeshke na 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 nioko okona ieke na na nioko okona. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Na na ni yeshke na 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 yoko. Our vessel this evening, this morning, Yoshkona was skipping through the house. Yokona, there was such joy in her. Yokona nieke na. And we are sure she could have done this every hour on the hour. Yoshkona nieke, she might have done just that because she was just bursting with energy, Yokona nieke na, and then she would send some out, Yokona, just pure love, pure light, Yokona, pure joy, pure bliss, Yokona nieke, and just send it out into the world, you know, and Yeshkona nieke, and just smile, Yeshke na 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 nioko. It is her heart's desire to do this work, Yokona nieke na, and she is so gratified, Yeshke na, and grateful, and we are too. We are grateful for you, Yoshkona nani yeke nani yoko. You know, as you apply source energy, and it is source energy that you are experiencing this evening, that you have within you. Onono ni yeshko, this morning she talked with you about rubbing your hands together, yeshke na 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 yoko, and while she loves holy fire, and she loves the Reiki energy, yoko na ni yeshke na, it is not the only source energy that you are available. And yes, of course, we would love for you to have your own unique individualized way of just tapping into this energy and understanding that you can apply it to anything, everyone, every situation. Onono ni because there is God in you and there's God in each and everything around you, each and every person around you. So Yoshkona na yoko, so the delight is not so much that it is holy fire that she is emanating to this evening, Yoshkona. The delight is that we get to play in source energy together and that you, Onono Yeshke, can realize, can fully and truly realize Yoshkona na nieke na, the Anonioko, the magnificent experience of your source, of the source that you are, and the source that is around you, and the source that you talk to and commune with, and Onononi Yeshke na 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 nioko na na nioko. And we hope, if this is your first experience, that from this point forward you will play with Onononi Yeshke na. So, let's do something that we did this morning, just in case you missed it. Onono ni yeshke, rub your hands together. Rub, 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 rub. Rub your hands together, onono ni yeshke na. As fast as you can, as fast as you can. Onono ni yeshke na. And now stop. And now just gently, slightly pull your hands apart, just about an inch, half inch, unoniyoshkona, and just feel that they may be heating up and that there's energy there. And then rub, 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 rub. Unoniyoshkena, nananayoko, okona. Hiekena, and play. Do it joyfully. Unoniyoko, and now stop. Unoniyoshkena, now feel the energy, okona. This is the energy that courses through your body. This is the energy that you can power up. And then apply its magnificent force to anything you desire. So if you have written down Anoniyoko, your wishes and your dreams and your intentions and your Ononiyeshkena, we would say the storyline, the plot lines for the divine conspiracy with Source. Now know that you can put these wonderful words, intentions, thoughts, dreams. Apply this energy that you have generated through your hands, to the paper, to the heart and soul. When you apply, if you have written something down to accomplish, and you put your hands on the paper, Yoshkona, so often it is taught that way, but now put your heart into it, Ononiyeshkena. Today, when Mercedes was writing in her intention diary, Yoshkona Naniyeshkena, she wanted to she wrote some specifics down, Yokona, because it's everyday living, yes. But she also wanted to energize the very best, more than I could ever imagine for myself. Ononiyeshkena, and that's when she started breathing in and then exhaling and breathing in. And then I am. So she was putting into the void, into the source energy, this idea that she did not know all. The other thing that we would encourage you to do is to look at each and everything on your list and say, what is the smallest and most simplest sacred seed here? A whole nother time. It came in another time in another way. But if you look down at something and you really wanted to get to the really internal part of the seed, not the husk or the outer casing or maybe some fleshy part, but the real nucleus, the very simplest nucleus of that which you'd like to plant into source. And I think that almost in every case you would find that it would be something like joy or love. If I had that new car, it would make me happy. A matter of fact, it would make me joyful. And you might even start to list all of the reasons and the gratitude why getting that material, tangible, form-shaped thing is bringing you. And then, just experiment. And say, I'm going to plant into source joy. I'm going to release joy and give joy to the world, and I'm going to breathe in the joy and have joy come back to me. And magnify the joy, Yeshkena. So just a couple of little things. We understand that there are lists and there are things to accomplish and there are things to acquire, and there's things to overcome, and those things are very practical in your human existence. But when we get into the terms of energetics, Yeshkena Nananiyoko, it's almost like plucking a string on a violin, Yeshkena. Ting, 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 tong, 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 ting, ting, tong, ting, tong, ting, tong, ting. Love, joy, bliss, happiness. Love, joy, bliss, happiness. Love, joy, bliss, happiness. Love, joy, bliss, happiness. Ononiyeshkena? Do you understand? Ononiyeshkena. putting those frequencies in Ananani Eshkena. And the other thing to understand, Anono Niyoko Iekena Nanani Ekena, that we would love for you to play with, and this is all just play, Ieshkena na, is a different frequencies. So Onono Ieshkena, we will use love as an example. Ieshkena Nanayoko. Sometimes maybe love feels a little heavy. Bong, love, love. You really want to be in love, 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 love. In it's feeling like love, 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 love. It might even be fun to sing yourself a little song. But when it's feeling a little heavier, it's still there. So this technique of breathing into the void and releasing and then pulling it back, you're not pulling it back at the same love tone. You're pulling it back at love, 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 love tone. Right? So you would be pulling it into the void, exhaling into the void, love. I don't see the love in this, but I'm going to sit here. I believe that there is love in everything. Love. And you have your intention and you've written it out. Onono Nieshkena. And so what is to see more love, to see the lighter joy of love, to be the wave of light and love. Yes, we said, I am the wave of light and love. We said that yesterday, remember? I am the wave of light and love. Onono Nieshkena. So if you understand the wave, you understand that there's ebb and flow in everything. Onono Nieshkena. So that love... that love can become love, 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 love. And you can seed that into the void. Anoni Yeshke, and that's why we were presenting to our vessel this morning, that you can seed intentionally that which you wish to, Anoni Yoko, desire to, Anoni Yeshke, absolutely know to. Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely know. Absolutely know that when you're putting in that vibration at a certain level, that you are knowing that it can be transformed, Anono Nieshkena, and you're going to pull it back into your life lighter, Anono Nieshke, vibrant, Anono Nieshke, and full of color like a rainbow, Anono Nieshkena. Now, Yege Nananyoko Okona. Enough for now, Onono ni Ieshkena, because we would like to Ieshkona seed the blessings. So, Onono ni Ieshkena, join us, Iekena. Taking a moment to bring your heart to these frequencies of June. Bring your heart into the frequencies of that which you are, the seeds, the actual seeds that you are wishing to plant, that we are about to plant, that we are planting. Onono Nieshkena, that are planted, Yokona, that are sprouting, Yeshkena, that are reaping, and that have matured, Yokona, Yeshkena, with that certainty that which you plant is here now. Onono Nieshkena. You would not plant into the ground and not expect the seed sprout in some way. So come into this with that same knowing that when you plant the tomato seed, you get a tomato. Plant now the love. Plant it with love and caring and attention. As a matter of fact, Onono Nieshkena, make the nucleus of the seed love. Onono Nieshkena. And then the next casing is your intention or your desire, and the next casing the nourishment of the seed. So as it is planted and sprouting, it has full nourishment, yoshkona. And then the outer casing of the seed, yoshkona, is its protective shell, yoshkona. So as it is gestating, anononioko, and coming into that place where the seed pops open, yoshkona nanayekena, that you know that the full force and intention of source, yekena nananioko, the full anononioke force and intention of anononioke, the divine, the full source and the intention, anananioko, the attention, that we are attuning to this universal life force, this universal life force. The nucleus is love, planting your love into Onononeyeshke, the Reiki wave. Onononeyeshkena, and please know, Ieshkena, from the bottoms of our heart, our vessel's heart, Ieshkona, we are energy, so. But from the bottom of our heart, we would use that turn of phrase, Ieshkena Nananyoko, that you may plant as many of these love seeds as you wish. Onononeyeshkena. If you wake up tomorrow, plant another one. If you wake up 2 weeks from now, plant another one. You plant as many seeds and as often as you want. Because the only thing, that would limit your planting ability, Onononeyeshkena, is if you just didn't plant. Onononeyeshkena. There's enough. There is more than enough. There is plentitude. Onononeyeshkena. Plentitude. Yoshkona niyekena. We can plant and a whole forest can sprout and there be room. Yoshkona niyeke. And sunlight and oxygen. Yoshkona niyekena. Anononioko niena. Plant as much as you like. Anononiekeshna. As often as you like. Ieshkena nanonioko. Whenever you like. Ieshkena nanonioko. So it is not just for this moment that we are activating Anononiekena, these blessings. Ieshkena. This flame, once activated, is a Onononeyeshkena, a light that is inexhaustible. It burns. Onononeyeshkena, the flame ignites. Onononeyeshkena. And its gentle wave, Yokona Naniyekena, will continue past this moment. Remember, decorate each moment. It's there in the next moment, in the next breath. Breathing in. Love. Exhaling. Love. Breathing in love. I am. Breathing in. I release love. As you breathe out, I release love. Breathing in. I receive love. Exhaling, I accept love. Breathing in, I am. Breathing in, exhaling. I release love. Inhaling. I accept, receive love. Exhaling, I accept love. Breathing in, I am. I'm planting your seeds one by one. As you plant each seed, just exhale. We release into the Reiki. We release into Source. We release the life force. We release love. And as I release, I know that I plant into Source the very good and the good, the more than I can see and know for myself. And as I breathe in, I accept into form, into my life, the good and the very good, and the more than I can ever imagine for myself. And as I exhale, I am that. I am. I am that. Inhaling, I am. Now rest here. Rest in the wave. Visualize the holy flame. Imagine that you're sitting on a beach and you're looking out and you can see the waves and there's a flame. And this holy essence is coming closer and closer and closer. And you are one with it. Rest here. Rest. bringing yourself back, bringing that warmth with you. Begin to breathe slowly and easily, bringing yourself back into your space, back into your time, back into your rhythms through the breath, bringing with you the blessings of Source, the blessings of the Chi. We love you, we love you, we love you, and we bid you. We bid you adieu.